Well, we surely appreciate that song this morning and thank the Lord for the liberty in the service. We want everyone to feel their liberty in the Lord. We thank God for the contributions that the Lord makes through different ones if we'll let Him. Well, we trust that the Lord will bless His Word this morning. We just would love for the Lord to challenge our hearts from week to week and cause us to grow in the things of God. I feel like the Lord's given me a burden this morning from Psalms 37 and verse 37. Psalms 37 and verse 37. Mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. You know, I'm thinking this morning about the import of what this means and how that the Lord has exhorted us here to not mark every other thing, but He says, mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. You know, I was thinking about marking the road somebody's traveling. It's not really that we're marking somebody, but it's that we're marking a road that's traveled. We're marking a path that's being taken. And this morning I want us to think of it like that. There's a way that leads to life. I was looking at a few of the verses here in this same chapter. Just before 37 and 35 and 36 it says, I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. You know, that's the way of the wicked. That's the way of life. And the psalmist here said, I have seen that. But he says, yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. And he goes on to say, mark the perfect man. Back in verses 27, it says, depart from evil, and do good, and dwell forevermore. In verse 23 and 24, it says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. I'd like for us this morning to start looking at a path and start looking out a way that gets us to heaven. You know, there's a lot of paths and a lot of ways today. But I think about marking out that path that we have seen that is successful, that we have seen those that are successful get to heaven on. I think about when you take a trip and you sit down. There's been some trips I've taken and I didn't know when I started, you know, do I take I-35 or do I take I-40? And you know, they go in quite different directions. But when I got the map out, I looked at where I was heading and I started mapping out the highways that went to that place. And you know, I want us to think this morning of looking at our life a little bit like that this morning. You know, if you would take a map and you would sit down and begin to map out, okay, I'm not going to go this road and this road and this road and this road. You know, you could spend all day on a map and never really figure out where you were going. We could say, don't take Highway 51 because it goes to Stillwater. Don't take... I was thinking one time we went to Wisconsin, one of the first trips we made, and it was bad weather. And we saw on the map another road that Brother Ron had told us. He said, just take I-35 all the way through Minneapolis and about an hour north. Just take State Highway 70 to the east and it goes right through Spooner. And you know, that's just a real simple way. But we got to looking and it looked like we could cut some time off going somewhere else. But we found out that really he had been the way before us several times. And he said, you don't want to take those roads in this bad weather. And so we took that advice. And later we found we was really glad for that. It's a good road just going the way that they told us to go. Well, you know, I think about this morning marking out the path that we need to go. You know, we could get our eyes on a lot of different places and a lot of different roads. But the Lord wants us to mark out the road that we need to take in life. and look at those places that we have seen those that we know are successful in their Christian life. They ran the race. And we know they got over there with their faith intact. We know they got over there. We know their last days. We know what it contained. We know the strength of faith and blessing that came upon them. And we've seen that. I want to encourage us this morning to mark that path. Mark the path of those that have gone before us, that have lived a life that we know is beyond reproach. I was thinking about Strong's perfect there. It says complete. Specifically gentle, dear, perfect, plain, undefiled, upright. This is the Greek word that we've translated, that they've translated for us, perfect. The Lord wants us to mark that kind of path. Because that's the path that leads us to heaven. And get it in our mind. Get it in our mind where we're wanting to go. Don't try to get our mind too caught up in all the places. Should I go here or should I go? What should I do? What should I do? Get our mind on the highway that leads to heaven. And mark out the path and follow that. And be a follower of that all the way through. Don't take a side trip somewhere. There's been people that have gone before us that we've heard their testimony that's told us, don't go that side path. There's a good way that leads us to heaven. There's a way that when we get there, our faith is intact. Our conscience is clean. Our life, we feel like I've seen those that came up to the last days of their life. And I've seen them face death without any fear at all. I've seen that. And I have to recognize, you know, they walked a path that led them there. There's not behind them these big things that loom and questions and, well, you know, their heart condemning them. And the Lord said that He's greater than our heart. And He knows those kind of things. I want to read some of the some scriptures that... some different ways, and I don't know, maybe the Lord will give us some messages beyond just today about these things, but I want to start talking about some different things that we find, way markers. Have you ever been on a road going somewhere and you're not real sure where you're at, and it's so reassuring to look up and say, that's it, there's the marker, I know I'm on the right way. I've been on this road for 20 miles looking for a marker, and then you're reassured of that. There are some things that will help us to know we're on the right road. There are some markers along the way. In Matthew 19 and 16, I want to read a little bit here and look at some different places where it mentions being perfect. Okay, and being perfect, I don't believe the Lord had in mind that we have no human flaws or any such thing. But if you look at the definitions of it, even this definition of the one here in Matthew, it says complete. Completeness of full age. Perfect. It means we're not lacking in that thing. And so Jesus talked to somebody here and He said, if thou wilt be perfect. I want to see what He says. It's something for us to remember. Matthew 19 and 16, and behold, one came and said unto Him, good Master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And He said unto him, why callest thou Me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. He saith unto him, which? Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness. Now, where was Jesus quoting from here? From the Ten Commandments, from the Old Testament. Does the Old Testament have anything to do with how we live today? It most certainly does. Jesus even quotes from it here. He says, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man saith unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, Go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come and follow me. I want to encourage us this morning. This man, when he came to Jesus, he knew that there was something on his road. Some way he wasn't really going completely the way the Lord wanted him to. He came to him and asked him, "What do I need to do that I might have eternal life?" Something in him knew that there was something amiss. And so the Lord said, "Sell what you've got and give it to the poor and come and follow me." It just seems to me like that was a pretty big thing to ask somebody to do. But you know, that's what the Lord knew was going to hinder this man from making heaven. I want to encourage us this morning. It's going to be different for every one of us. The things that we need to sell. The things that we need to get rid of out of our life. There's some things that sometimes we know in the back of my mind, in my heart. My heart condemns me a little bit. There's something, Lord, what is it, Lord? Well, don't go looking for every road. Can I do this? Can I get by with this? Can I do... Search out the way to heaven. Search out the way that you know leads there. Sell the thing that hinders your conscience. Get rid of the thing that puts a mark on your heart and on your name. We want a clear title when we get there. And we want to take the road that gets us there without taking a bunch of diversions. I want to just encourage us this morning. Search out that way and mark the perfect man. That means mark the road he travels. Look at the ones that have gone before us. Look at the Word of God and the writers that have written to us and have told us the Word of God and the good things of God. Mark it down in our heart. Instead of spending our time wondering about this road and this road and this, mark out the road that gets to heaven and take it. And go there. And spend your heart there. Spend your time there. Spend enough there on that road that you know you're on that road. That you're not just kind of traveling along, crossing that road here and there. But I'm on that road. I know I'm going to heaven. I've sold everything that hinders me. I've got rid of the things out of my life. The things that would stop me from having what I know to be a clear experience with the Lord. I've unloaded them. And you know what? He said to this young man, if you'll be perfect, sell that you've got. And come and follow me. And he said, but when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. You know, unless we love the Lord more than whatever it is that would hinder our life, whatever it is, life or death, if it hinders our heart and our life from making heaven, except we sell it, it's going to be a possession to us that's going to stop us from being able to make it there. The Lord clearly lined out for this fella what he was to do. In Hebrews 13 and 7, I like this scripture. It says, Hebrews 13 and 7, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Now Clark says that this clause should have been translated, remember your guides, instead of remember them as it speaks, which have the rule over you. Remember your guides. One of the other commentaries said the same thing. Who have spoken unto you the doctrine of God. And I'm going to read what he wrote about considering the end of their conversation. The issue of whose course of life most carefully consider. They lived to get good and do good. They were faithful to their God and His cause. They suffered persecution and for the testimony of Jesus died a violent death. Now this is speaking of those that went on before. God never left them, no, He never forsook them, so that they were happy in their afflictions and glorious in their death. Carefully consider this, act as they did. Keep the faith, and God will keep you. Carefully consider this, act as they did. Keep the faith, and God will keep you. I like the way that it says that. It's speaking of whose faith follow. We encourage us this morning, follow the faith of those who have successfully made it, that we saw them run the race and we know the manner of life that they've had. Many times, especially when we're young, it seems like we've had pups around our house, and it seems like when they're young, they just get into everything and do everything and get a lot of knocks and hurts, and they get in between your legs when you're walking and all of those kind of things. But after a while, it seems like they start learning the things that are good, the things that will hurt them, the things that and you watch a little bit of maturing happen. Let's let the Lord mature our life. We don't have to be knocked around all through life. Maybe when we're young, we might make some really dumb mistakes, but let's don't keep making them all through our life. At some point, Lord, teach me the way that will lead me to heaven. Help me to fix my eyes and my heart on that path that I know leads to heaven. And what the enemy of our soul wants to do is, he wants to bring up 100 other things. Well, what if this, and what if that, and how about this road, and what about this? You know what? There is something deep in our soul that tells us the way to heaven. There's something that God gives to us. Follow it. Follow the faith of those that have kept a good, clear, clean line of faith in their life. A good testimony. A good name. A good way in their life where you have confidence. I know when they pray, I know God hears that. The Lord wants us to have that as well. But there is a path. There is a road that leads there. And it's not just every road. There are many diversions. There are many roads that take off sideways, and then we have to come a long ways back around or go back where we started from. And we miss a lot in doing that. In Matthew 5 and 43 is another something I just felt like the Lord gave me a few little things this morning to encourage us to mark out in our life. Matthew 5 and 43. You have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. You know what he's saying here? Love everybody. He's not just saying, love those that love you. He says, love everybody. Love your enemies. Do good to them that hate you. When people hate you, they make your life hard. They do things on purpose to cause you trouble. They say things that aren't true many times. That's what happens in life. And we're the recipients of it sometimes. You know what the Lord says? This is the path right here. If you want to be perfect, if you want to make it to heaven, mark the perfect man, behold him, behold the upright, behold the path he takes. The end of that man is peace. When he's slipping off and into going over there, you know what? There's a witness. He says here, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. The Lord wants us to hear these things. These are way marks on our path. When we don't have it this way, when we defend ourselves in that, I'm going to hold that person. They shouldn't have done that to me. I'm going to hold that. I can't stand them. All these kind of things. You know where we go? We head down a road of condemnation. We head down a road that the Lord Himself said, unless you forgive, I won't forgive you. And we recognize this isn't the road to heaven. Walk this road. Jesus said, if you want to be perfect, you want to follow the perfect man, Here's the perfect man telling us this, Jesus. And he says, if you want to be perfect, then forgive them. And not only forgive them, but do good to them. Now, you've heard in old time that it was an eye for an eye. One place he said that. You have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. And many times in the world today, that's the way it is. It's not the way to heaven. It's not the way of the cross. And so if we want to follow the path of those perfect men, love our enemies. Love our enemies. Put this into our life. Accept what God has brought into our life. Do we accept that, well, it's wrong? No, we don't accept the wrong. We accept that God has allowed this into my life. You know what? The Lord wants us to do this. He wants us to open up our heart to God. Lord, whatever you bring into my life, I'm going to accept that and I'm going to continue to walk in the path that you showed me to walk in. I'm going to continue to forgive. I'm going to continue to be like you. And so I want us to catch this little thought. Accept God's providence in our life. There are those that have had to do that. All of us have to sometimes. In 1 Peter 4 and 8, says, and above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. For charity shall cover the multitude of sins. You know, I've seen people do this. I've seen people have that fervent charity when there was a multitude of transgressions against them. And the Lord tells us here, have fervent charity among yourselves. This is the path to heaven. I want to encourage us. This is one of the signs on the side of the road. That says, it's one of the signs that says you're on the way. You're on the right road. When we look up and the sign says, yeah, but I cannot stand them. I cannot. That is a sign. That is a sign to us. This is not the road that Jesus talks about that takes me to heaven. It is not the road that marks out the way that leads to everlasting peace in our life. And so as we see these kind of things, let's consider those that have went before us. I thought about Brother Austis one time. I remember right, I don't know if it was here, I guess it was the other chapel is where it was. But I remember a brother had some things against him. He had been going with another group or something, and he just was ugly to Brother Austis right in front of everybody. And, you know, I watched what came out of his heart. And he just was like, well, maybe that's true, you know, or well, maybe I do need prayer. Or I don't know that he said it's true. But, you know, he was just humble in that. I saw his life. I believe what I saw was a man that fervently loved other people. Not just when that they were doing him right or when things were going his way. But you know what it did? It was a path that was followed. And when he reached his end, he had peace at the end of the way. And the Lord says, mark that path. Mark that man that you've seen that kind of life in. Mark down how he walks. Mark down the path that he goes and follow him. It'll lead us to peace as well. And so when we see these kind of things, we don't want to take it as a personal thing. The devil is in these things. The devil wants to get between people. The Lord wants us to have fervent charity. Fervent charity. It is one of the signs on the side of the road. Fervent charity on the way to heaven. It have in all the areas of our life. I want to encourage us. Get on our heart. Get on our knees. Our faces before God. Lord, it is only a miracle of you that this can happen sometimes. But give me fervent charity for all those around me. You know, when that happens in here, you know what happens out here? When it happens in our heart, out of our mouth begins to come, brother, you be encouraged. Yeah, we've been hurt. But you know what? The Lord's done a miracle in there. And it begins to change the dynamics of what happens in our life. It really does. And so I want to encourage us. Lord, teach us how. Teach us how to truly die to ourselves. Have you ever marked down the difference and the contrast of a life of those that take a hurt to themselves and they hold it and they build a wall around it and they foster it all their life? Have you watched in 30 years, in 20 years, what the contrast between that and the man that says, Lord, you allowed this, and gets the miracle of God in his life and in his heart? Have you watched the contrast? I urge you to look at that contrast. The contrast in a few years is great. The amount of peace, the amount of happiness, the amount of the joy of God in the life is markedly different in those that die the death to themselves and allow God to live in their life. Lord, teach us that when things come in our life, that we allow it. Lord, you allowed this. I know it would destroy me if you don't do a miracle for me. But you're going to do a miracle for me. Job 1. I want to read about something else. Another man that the Bible talks about. Perfect. Now this is in the Old Testament. I believe he was before the law maybe even was given. But when you read about Job, this is the testimony the Bible gives of this man. It says, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Now listen to what it says in the same sentence with perfect and feared God. It says he feared God and eschewed evil. That's one of the marks along the way of life. That we eschew evil, that we put it away from us and don't touch it, don't like it, don't want it in our life, don't allow it in our life. Eschew evil. And it says here in verse 15, I want to read a little bit. We all know the story of Job and how that God vouched for him. And he said, hast thou considered my servant Job, verse 8, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. But you know, Job had some things come against him to try to tear that down, just like we will. Only I don't know anybody that's ever had it this bad. In verse 15, it says here, we'll start at 13. And there was a day when his sons, Job's sons, and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them. And the Sabians fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God is fallen from heaven. Well, I don't think it was the fire of God, but that's what it looked like to them. And hath burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. Behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Now this was his sons and daughters. Then Job arose. This is marking the path of a perfect man before God. It says, then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped. He worshipped and he said, naked came I out of my mother's womb and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave. He knew the Lord gave. Job had lived a life of God's blessings upon his life. He had more than anybody else in the whole area. And he said, the Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, what a mark on the path of life. What a mark that is. Mark the perfect man. Mark the path that he took. Here it is. Here's a mark. The Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord's going to allow some things into our lives, and He will. We know that. And sometimes it's more than we think we can bear, and it almost is. But you know, the path that leads to peace, the path that leads to heaven, the highway of holiness that leads us to God is this right here. God Himself vouched to the devil that this was a perfect man. This was his response to the things of life. Sometimes one of the great things in life is that we accept what God allows in our life. And I know we've said that before, but it's hard to say it too many times. It is a big thing in life. Lord, teach me to accept my place. The things that you've allowed in my life, the things that you've caused in my life, the things the devil has brought in my life, this was from the devil. But Job turned around and said, blessed be the name of the Lord. That's a mark. That's a sign on the side of the road that leads to heaven. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Whatever comes in my life, I'm not going to look at it and say, well, Job's wife said, curse God and die. Just curse him. He shouldn't have let that happen to you. I don't know what all else she said. That was just what was written. She probably had a long conversation, and I imagine it happened a bunch of times. But Job said, you speak like a foolish woman, if I'm right there. And it says, in all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. We want to make it to heaven. We want our life at end. We want our life through our life to have peace in it. Follow the path of those that have went before us, that the Lord has given us for examples. I thought about David. You know, when Absalom came against him, it was so wrong. It was his son. He could have snuffed him out easily, any time up to then. David could have done that. He had the authority he needed, but And David was not an unwise man. I'm sure he had some idea what was going on. But you know, when Absalom rose up against him to kill his father and take his throne, and he was walking along, not even riding at this point. He was walking, and some man was throwing rocks at him and cursing him as he went, cursing him for taking his father, Saul's place. And Saul's son's place on the throne. And David said, somebody said, shall I go up and take his head off? Oh no. Maybe God told him to say that. Just let it go. Let it go. Maybe God told him to say that. Can we accept the things that God allows into our life and ferret out that road? Mark out on our map that path that leads us to heaven. Mark it out clearly and then follow it. And don't be diverted by the things that happen. There'll come up these places like this that, will you go on this road over here? Will you go on that road? No, I've looked on the map, and I'll tell you what it tells me to do. It tells me that I should say, blessed be the name of the Lord. That I should humble myself under God's mighty hand. You know, that will provide those coming behind us with an example too of a perfect man. We don't have to look clear back to Job. I've seen people in my time that has provided these kind of examples. Just a couple more scriptures here, a few more scriptures. Philippians 4, Listen to what this says here. We're very familiar with this scripture. Philippians 4 and 8. We've all heard it many times. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. You know, there will come many times in our life that we'll be diverted to thinking on all kinds of other things if we're not careful. But Paul went on to say, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And what's it say? The God of peace shall be with you. Now our scripture was at the start, mark the perfect man, for the end of that man is peace. Behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. Paul says here, those things that you've seen in me, and you've watched, and you've learned, do those things. And I'll tell you what, the God of peace will be with you. You know, when we find ourselves on a diversion, on another road, and our mind is whirring with all of these things, and it's not a blessing, and there isn't any praise in it, and we can't do anything, there's no worship to the Lord in it, there's nothing lovely in it, it's really not pure in the eyes of God, things aren't lovely, you know, that's a diversion. That's not the road. It's not the way of peace. Let's get back to that highway before we get too far off and it leads us completely astray. Just a couple of other scriptures. 1 Peter 3, there's another place. 1 Peter 3 and 10. Listen to this. He that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. You know, that's a path that if from the very start we'll recognize this is God's path. I'm going to get on that road because that road leads to where I want to go. It not only leads to heaven, but it leads to peace. It leads to cleanness and a good heart along the way. It leads to a lack of those chains and bondages that we see people in every day. Bound up in the home, bound up in life, bound up in so many situations all the time. You know why many times? Because we get off of this road. Stay on this road. He that will love life, you want to love life and see good days? You want to let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Don't be deceitful. Let him eschew evil. Put it out. Do not take pleasure in the things that this world takes pleasure in. And do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. One more scripture, Psalms 119 and 59. Lord, teach us the way for our feet to walk in. We want to make it to heaven, and we want to have peace in our life. We'd like to love life and see good days. It doesn't come because nothing ever happens to us. It comes because there is a road in the Spirit of God that we walk. It's something from the inside. How can one experience something and it knock them out for life? And somebody else experience something and get the grace of God and go on and be happy and joyful and experience and love life and have peace in their life. There's something different. It's a different road that's walked. 119 and 59, I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. You know, this morning as we think on our ways, I just feel like the Lord has given me a few little things here to share with us. As we think on our ways, turn our feet to His testimonies, to His words, to the things that God has given us in His Word, and mark out that road that leads where we're wanting to go. And follow it closely. It'll take us there. I remember when we were going up to Wisconsin that time, and it was just like, but this just looks so much shorter. And we just kept wanting to take that road. And so finally we called again. Is it because it just looked like it was a lot shorter? But we were assured that road's not shorter. Not in this kind of weather. You don't want to get on that road in this kind of weather. Well, you know what, saints? There are those that have gone before us. And the Lord tells us, mark their path. Don't just think in my own mind how I'm going to do it. Don't just take our own way. Don't just live however, responding to whatever life gives to us. Take the path that those before us have went. Job was one that laid a path for us. Many others did that. That has given us good, clear directions. Consider my feet, and then let my feet be turned unto His testimonies and follow His ways. I will tell you, it will bring to you, yes, there are many pressures in life. And many times those things, they wear us out. They tire our bodies. But there's something wonderful inside. As soon as we get a little rest, there's something from God there that is life. And that is peace. And that brings a love for life. And we thank God this